Todd, I'm looking forward to seeing Taj Boy tomorrow. Clemson at NC State, 13.5-point line.
Interesting number here, Brent, when you consider the fact that by all early indications, it's been a steady flow of Clemson money that'll most likely turn into a deluge as we get closer to kickoff. Real hard to back this Wolfpack team with Pete Thomas, the starting quarterback. They lose their starter before the year. And if Clemson wants to make a statement on national TV, this is the spot to do it. But we've put Clemson on a pedestal in the past, and they've already fallen flat on their face. I just think it's a lay it or don't play it type football game.
One of the best broadcasting teams out there, Gus Johnson and Charles Davis on Fox Saturday night. They've got number 23, Arizona State, at number 5, Stanford. Stanford about a touchdown favorite.
Arizona State should feel pretty fortunate that they're still undefeated, 2-0 on the young season, getting the benefit of the doubt from some questionable officiating, let's call it that, down there in the desert against Wisconsin. But the final score there at 32-30, very misleading. I think Arizona State was clearly the dominant side for the better part of three quarters, just couldn't execute when they needed to. Stanford, a team climbing on everybody's power ratings charts. Right now, the Cardinal, 4th in the country, as far as I'm concerned, from an overall power profile, putting them ahead of SEC powers, Georgia and LSU.
Let me hit you with Texas, just a 5-point favorite over Kansas State, who lost to an FCS team.
This is just a weird Texas team right now, and it's one of those teams that, as an odds maker, you have some major struggles with trying to figure out how to price them accordingly. Because talent-wise, power profile, they should be a double-digit favorite in this game, but what you've seen the last couple of games, the second half against Ole Miss, the entire game against BYU, they just seem to be out of sync, and you have to wonder if there's more infighting than we already know about. But here at 5.5, it's the kind of game where you look to play on Texas, but I'm not running to back them with any of my hard-earned dollars, especially for a team that may start to mail it in before the calendar even hits October.
At Todd Furman on Twitter, if you have a question about a specific game, hard for us to work through all of them, so you can hit him there.
Tennessee and Florida, what do you think, Todd?
This number, Clay, opened a little bit shorter than what I anticipated. The market started at 14. It's been a steady surge of Florida money since, out to 17 before we did see some Tennessee money come in. So the price sitting at 16.5. Total at 47 here. I think the question you have to ask if you want to bet Florida, can they score enough points to cover this number? So we saw Tennessee was outclassed against Oregon, but Florida's offense not nearly that dynamic. I just don't know where the Vols go for playmakers. I love the offensive line. I like the ground game. But the quarterback, a major question mark. Defensively not there, and there's definitely not the skill we've grown accustomed to at the wide receiver position.
Exactly what we said yesterday, that 47 as opposed to the 17.
Yeah, that seems like a high number.
I mean, when you look at the game and you figure if Florida covers, they probably have to keep Tennessee to 14 points max. It wouldn't shock me in the least if this game fell in the likes of, 27-10, somewhere there, closer to the number. But I think if you think Florida covers, you'd have to be inclined to go under, even though they've had 2 weeks to prepare coming off of that horrific offensive display against Miami.
Couple of games that aren't getting a lot of attention. It's the only SEC Big Ten game, and it's because it's not exactly premier SEC and Big Ten opponents. Missouri is going on the road at Indiana. It's a big game for Gary Pinkel, who hasn't had a very good start to his career in the SEC. They really need to beat Indiana. What are you seeing here? I know the number has come down, money on Indiana.
Well, this number's gone all over, and it's rare that there's a line move that I don't understand. And this number opened Missouri a 3-point favorite. It got as high as Missouri minus 6.5, and since it reached that peak, it's come crashing down to the point where we're seeing 1.5s and 2.5s. Minimal resistance. I know we talk about the 3 being a key number all the time. I don't know what to make of either of these teams from a side perspective. I think you hit the nail on the head, though, talking about how big a game it is for Gary Pinkel to keep his job there and probably get Missouri to the postseason. But Indiana, the better offense, playing at home, I think 71 is a manageable number. I think it'll be the first team to 40, maybe even 50, that it'll take to win this game.
Maybe the best SEC game. I don't know what to expect from the Tennessee-Florida game, so it could be the best SEC game. Auburn going on the road 3-0 with Gus Malzahn at LSU. That line has been around 2 touchdowns. What are we seeing right now, and what do you think about that game?
Numbers out to 17, total there 56.5. You look at Auburn and their 3-0 start. I think Tiger fans have to be extremely happy about the way things have gone, considering they could have lost to Washington State. They could have easily lost to Mississippi State last weekend. And the game that looked dominant on the box score, against Arkansas State really wasn't that different a score than what we could have anticipated. LSU, the only thing you could think here is maybe they're looking ahead to a showdown against Georgia, but this LSU offense, much different than what we've seen the last few years. I think they'll have plenty of success moving the football, and if I'm looking at this game, I'd actually look to go over the total and lay the points with LSU. I just don't think Auburn has enough firepower to keep it close.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, talking point spreads every Wednesday at 4:30 at Todd Furman on Twitter.
Natural NFL's king, so we want to talk about Tennessee, the Titans, San Diego. I know it's a round three. Has that number moved at any or any at all?
This number actually opened at 3.5, and there's been some money that's come in on the Chargers. A lot of people, when you talk about the Titans, a little apprehensive about laying points with them, just because it's kind of unfamiliar territory for the Titans. They perform well as an underdog through their first two games this year, covering and winning outright against the Steelers. Probably should have won outright last week against the Texans, and we'd be talking about them in first place in the division. But the Chargers, the $100 million question is how they'll handle back-to-back weeks to different time zones. I think they're going to find it much tougher to move the football. But the angle that I'll take here, Blaine, total at 44, 43.5. I don't know how these teams get there. I think it's the first team to 20 that'll walk away with a victory.
Well, we're going to talk about the other teams in the division, Houston versus Baltimore and Indy versus San Francisco.
I'm going to put Houston on upset alert here. I think you look at the Texans, they've kind of flirted with disaster each of the last 2 weeks. Baltimore, clearly not the same team that we've grown accustomed to, but it's still a real tough out at MT&T Bank Stadium. I think Baltimore as a home underdog warrants a long look. There's definitely a reason this number is 2.5 and not sitting at 3. San Francisco, Indy, there's only one way to look here, and it's squarely at the 49ers. You look at what Jim Harbaugh has done, coming off a straight-up loss as head coach of the Niners, 5-1-1 against the number, 7-0 straight up, and you look at the point differential, beating opponents by an average of 17 points per game, holding the opposition to under a touchdown. I think Andrew Luck's going to have a nightmare game, and I think San Francisco wins this game handily and wouldn't be surprised to see Indy struggle to get to double digits.
Is any Super Bowl odds changed after just 2 weeks of the NFL season?
And not a ton of movement. The Titans, if they had gone 2-0, you would have seen a huge bump in their numbers, but they're still sitting at 175-1. What we've seen is the Seahawks and Broncos kind of distance themselves from the field a bit. Both teams now listed lower than 5-1. You look at the Patriots, they've underwhelmed through their first two games, so they've moved out a little bit from 8-1 where they started the season out to 12-1 at this point. Another team that I know we talked about at great lengths coming into the year, Cincinnati has dropped from 35 down to 20, and the Kansas City Chiefs kind of sneaking up on some people. They've moved from 60-1 before the season down to 35-1.
Well, after that fantastic performance by both quarterbacks in the Alabama A&M game, did the Heisman odds change or any prop bets?
Heisman numbers, you're still looking at Jameis Winston and Teddy Bridgewater atop the board, but they're joined by a little bit of company in the form of Marcus Mariota. Those guys right now, the three players listed at 4-1 or less. The other big mover, DeAnthony Thomas, now right there alongside his teammate at 8-1. Johnny Manziel at 10-1. The interesting part is that A.J. McCarron, not the top member of the Alabama Crimson Tide, he's at 13-1, but T.J. Yeldon still out there at 10-1. It'll be real interesting to see how things go, but in my opinion, Johnny Manziel at 10-1 still offers a ton of value. He was the most dynamic player on either side in that showdown last Saturday.
What about the man-child Gurley? I mean, that guy, I don't think is a running back better than him.
Gurley's right there as well. He's at 20-1, and the other player that we've seen some movement on that was a bit of a long shot coming into the year and aided by a huge comeback in Nebraska, UCLA's quarterback Brett Hundley. He's moved from 60-1 down to 25-1. Two players, though, that have seen their stock drop in the SEC, Aaron Murray all the way down to 30-1, and Jadeveon Clowney, now more or less an afterthought, he's out to 35-1.
Dang. One more NFL game I want to hit you with, because it opened Cincinnati by one, and now Green Bay is a 2.5-point favorite. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, I was a little surprised to see the strength of this move here, because I'm real reserved on judging Green Bay at this point. I think the defense is questionable. I think Cincinnati should be able to put some pressure on Green Bay. A number right now, 2.5, it hasn't gone to 3 yet. I think what will happen, though, Brent, if the number does flicker to 3, you're going to see the professionals come in on the underdog. The one concern you have backing the Bengals, you just don't know what you're going to get game in, game out with Andy Dalton. And these 5-yard out patterns that we saw for the better part of 60 minutes against the Steelers, not going to get it done unless they try and establish a deep threat. I just don't think A.J. Green is 100%, and that's a real concern for this Bengals offense.
And one more college game. Southern Cal, just a 6.5-point favorite over Utah State.
This is one that's created all sorts of buzz. Number did open at 7, and Utah State immediately took money. Definitely going to be the stiffest test for the Aggies in the early going when you talk about USC having a truly elite defense. But on the flip side, a quarterback that most of the nation isn't familiar with, a guy by the name of Chucky Keaton, is going to spread the field out and create all sorts of matchup nightmares. I'm not sure what to expect in this game just because I don't trust USC's offense, but if they can take any of the confidence from the win over BC, roll it into this spot, despite it being Utah State's Super Bowl, I would look long and hard at Southern Cal. I think they're a little undervalued at this point in the season.
Yeah, Clay's been talking about Keaton. He's been all over Keaton on FS1.
Chucky Keaton and I are boys.
Yeah.
We go way back. He's leading the nation in touchdowns.
Got 12. He's tremendous. 12 touchdowns, one interception.
You know who opens with Utah State next year? Tennessee.
Awesome.
They get them in Knoxville. They're not making the trip out to Logan for that game, are they?
Oh, that would be an extraordinary move if they had to go out to Logan, Utah.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
They get Utah State.